Hi, this is Joe Rossini from eHappyLife.com with another edition of Learning Life's Lessons. The title of this week's edition is Why Speed Counts. From a young child, I learned that speed can make a significant difference in your life. As a kid at the schoolyard, speed was extremely important when your peers were choosing upsides to play baseball or football. No one ever wanted to be chosen last, or maybe not even get into the game at all, because there were too many players. Your ability to run quickly really counted, and the fastest kids were usually chosen first. After school, I would go home and play with the kids on my city block. Because I was the youngest boy on my block by at least 3 years, I was the smallest kid on the block. This was a great disadvantage when it came to playing games. However, being a fast runner and capitalizing on my speed during games played a big part in being picked often to play with the big guys on the block. A great lesson learned early on that speed counts. Throughout your school years, you always knew which kids finished their homework assignments on time or finished their tests and quizzes quickly. You always knew who was quick answering questions and conscientious and quick regarding their studies. You also knew who the class clowns were who came to school unprepared. I believe these lessons learned early can play a great role in shaping one's attitude and lifestyle in the future. From my experiences going back to grade school and right up to the present, I believe that speed applied to many areas of life can make a significant difference in developing your character, building your self-esteem, and ultimately steering your way successfully through the game of life. Speed applied to life can come in many forms. Let's look at how it can play to your advantage. First and foremost, speed in decision-making and taking action can be a distinct advantage in your everyday life. By putting off making decisions and procrastinating when it comes to taking action, you will let the majority of the opportunities that pass your way simply pass you by. The best real estate deals and business acquisitions I was involved in were a result of deciding quickly when the opportunity arose and closing immediately while others were still pondering. Intuition, as explained two lessons ago, greatly enhances your ability to make good, quick decisions on great opportunities when you see them. To the contrary, overanalyzing, worrying, and procrastination will paralyze you and keep you from acting. Being slow to react will cause you to look back with regrets for letting great deals escape your grasp. In addition, some of the most profitable and successful sales promotions I launched in business came from being first to market with new ideas and products. A good example of how speed pays off big is displayed by the incredible success of the Apple iPod, which was first to market recently with an exciting consumer product. Apple sold over 10 million iPods in the last couple of years and currently owns 65% of the market. Their competitors include heavyweights like Sony and Samsung, who are 5 times their size in sales and are doing everything possible to catch them. Speed and first to market is usually a distinct advantage, but never one to be taken for granted. If you do so, you can move from first to last quickly. Speed in setting and accomplishing goals and objectives have also proven to be a winning strategy. Speed is recognized as a personal strength in school, sports, business, and your personal life. Sluggishness or neglect is usually viewed as a personal weakness. Most people have the ability to make a choice when it comes to getting things done quickly or putting them off or even neglecting them completely. Just like the example above of knowing which kids in school were quick and conscientious, the same applies to adults. Employers know which employees are quick and conscientious and usually promote them to higher positions. These same individuals who accomplish tasks with speed and efficiency often do so by enlisting the assistance of others and become proficient in delegating responsibilities. They tend to work their way quickly towards positions of leadership. Lastly, I believe speed and performance also sets a good example in your personal life. No one enjoys associating with lazy or sluggish individuals. When tasks need to be accomplished, Get them done quickly. Answer emails or communications quickly. Pay your bills quickly. Get your monkeys off your back quickly. Teach your kids the advantages of finishing their tasks with speed and efficiency. The one caveat to speed is driving a vehicle too fast. That should be avoided. It's very dangerous and very costly. That being said, speed really counts. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy all the content at ehappylife.com.